Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Hello?
This is Betty.
Hello? Hello?
This is Betty.
Hello?
This is
Betty. Hello? Hello? This is Betty.
It's 420. Grab your bongs, bitches.
Hello? This is Betty.
Grab your bongs, bitches.
Hello? This is Betty.
Are you still waiting?
It's 420.
Are you still waiting?
Grab your bongs, bitches.
Or later.
Hello? This is Betty.
And this is Betty.
Hello? This is Betty.
It's Betty again. Are you still waiting?
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Jive.
Wow.
You wow, said it, Roger.
Ain't that the truth? Wow.
Yeah. Oof. It's already 8 days into the new year. Can you believe it?
8 days into the new year. How about that? It's exciting. Yeah. It's something. This is Anthony live from Studio A in slightly not so sunny and rainy, overcast, windy Tampa.
Ooh. And hey, everybody, it's Joe live in Chicagoland in Studio B anyways. Where it is overcasty and soon to be, oh my God, panic, everybody. There's going to be 1 to 4 inches of snow.
Hey, we're going to have Wiki, a whole bunch Wiki, of weather back. Ourselves.
Betty here. I have a new boyfriend. Ooh. He's a MFP stroke alpha delta 420, the Wiki Wickwack machine. Stay tuned as I know more. Anyway, I am your premium lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 291 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, January 8th, 2024. Find us on iTunes, Spotify, Radio for All, and Shyampa Radio. Visit www.shyampa.org. That's C-H-I-A-M-P-A.O-R-G. When you're there, click the menu, click Programming, then clicky-clicky on the Joe and Anthony Show. If you happen to accidentally go to buttholer.com, you will also arrive at our doorstep. Haha.
Buttholer.com.
Anyway, subscribe, add, like, favorite, do it now, damn it. Alright, let's get cracking with the TP segment. Betty out.
Why, thank you, Betty. Thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Thank you, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
So I did some research, and you know, maybe after I say this now, it'll be registered already. But buttdoctor.com is not. It looks like it probably could be available.
I'm surprised buttdoctor.com is not taken by anybody. That's kind of interesting.
Could be taken by me. I could have an empire of butt websites.
You can be like a proctologist referral system. I can see it now. Who do you call? ButtDoctor.com for all your butt-related needs.
And you can reach our entertainment division at buttholers.com.
Exactly. So
happy New Year.
Yes,
Anthony.
Happy New Year, Joe. It is. We are now moved into 2024 now. As exciting as that is. And
I am so excited.
Are you really excited?
Actually, yes, I
good.
Am
good.
Excited.
Good, I'm glad. I'm excited, too. There's going to be a lot of changes going on this year and a lot of different things happening, so which is always nice. I mean, that's always a good thing. So looking forward to that, and, you know, we're getting closer soon, too, so the migration will start. House is being packed up. Things are being put in boxes and put in piles of boxes.
Are you going to have barcodes on your boxes?
No barcodes on the boxes.
That'll identify which rooms go what.
No,
you know, which
that's
boxes
too much of
where.
A pain in the ass. You know what? A good old Sharpie does the trick on a side of a box right now. I'm totally good with that. But yeah,
when I moved up to this studio space, I did labels. I printed everything out.
Labels worked well. I've done labels before in moves, and that has done well. This time around, I've spent a little bit more on the packing materials versus.
Okay. Yeah.
Because
that makes sense.
A lot of stuff is going to be in storage for a few months. So I want it to, be in sturdy boxes.
Plus, the stuff is going to be traveling cross country.
Cross country, exactly.
You have your fragile periwinkle.
Absolutely. I got to get bubble wrap and packing paper and everything else. So, but yeah, it's been fun. The New Year is brought in with bubble wrap. And I've been playing with my Raspberry Pi some more, which has also been fun.
Oh, yeah.
I had to reorder a part. Because I think I have a part that's not working. Either that or something's wrong with the code or something with the Pi. So, but the temperature and humidity sensor is not cooperating with me. So we have to... I ordered a new... I mean, I got a set of three for like $5. So it wasn't that bad. So, I just picked a couple up at Amazon. And we'll try them out this week and see if that works. Hopefully it does. Because if it doesn't, I'll be a little upset. So we'll have to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, that might require some more troubleshooting.
Absolutely. But that's that. And I am smoking fresh air this evening.
Ooh,
yeah, right.
That sounds like a new strain for you.
It is. I think I picked it up earlier this past weekend, and it's not bad. It's pretty decent. Doesn't make me the slap happy that I like to get sometimes, but it does a good job.
Okay. Does it keep you kind of creatively focused?
Sometimes, and then sometimes it can make me creatively lethargic.
No, it's okay. It's Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
So, honestly, folks, this year my New Year's resolutions are: I need to be much more aware and more productive, and definitely drink more wine. All three of those. All at once. Yeah. Or in succession.
Oh. Well,
but being aware is so important. Well, because
yes, it is important to be aware.
Yeah. It's the foundation for life. And currently, I am smoking Mac 1, and I've also been dabbling in Gelato 41.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds exciting.
And, folks, we're going to get into our discussions later, so...
Yeah. I don't think we're going to do anything exciting yet on our discussions.
Okay. So we have time to discuss. Or do we?
No, where I think I? We have time to discuss at the end.
Okay, good.
But I don't,
Anthony,
I,
do we have I, any voicemails? yeah.
Currently, if you consider the message from my proctologist a voicemail, we have no voicemails.
Okay. All right. Well, our chat room is open at cheyennepa.org, and our phone lines are ready right now. Give us a call at 813-327-8566 on your cellular mobile phone.
That sounds
or
exciting.
Or slim single line with last number redial.
I put a few of those in boxes this week, too.
Did you?
I did. I had to pack up my phone collection. It was actually kind of sad. It was about as sad as watching the phone booth drive away down the street. But not the phone booth itself. It was on a trailer. If the phone booth had the capability of driving itself around, I'd be riding that bitch everywhere. Trust me. I'd be taking that bitch to work every day. You kidding me? Riding a phone booth to work? Hell yeah, I'd be doing that. But absolutely.
Oh, boy.
Right. So anyway, on our weed corner, our first story comes from MPR News from Dana Ferguson. Starting this month, Minnesota law enforcement officers will roll out a pilot project testing a new bi-mouth testing device for drugs. The tests will be voluntary and will be administered much like a preliminary breath test that is used to determine a person's blood alcohol concentration. If a driver gets pulled over for suspicion of driving while intoxicated, a breathalyzer test to detect alcohol in their system rules alcohol out as a possible cause of impairment. They can then ask them to participate in a field test, and that could include taking an oral fluid test that could show the presence of harmful drugs in the system. During the course of the pilot project, expected to last about a year, the results won't be admissible in court. They can't be used as probable cause for an arrest, and officers conducting a stop won't be able to see the results during the course of their stop. The first testing device in Minnesota to roll out is called the Sotoxa Oral Fluid Mobile Analyzer, and are produced by the healthcare company Abbott. The group claims that they can detect six classes of drugs from an oral fluid sample within 5 minutes, including THC, cocaine, opioids, amphetamine, methamphetamine, wow, and benzos. Law enforcement in a handful of other states have piloted the tests. In Michigan, data from a pilot project showed that 24% of tests reported positive for drug use wouldn't have come up positive in a drug test.
Wow.
Wow. Exactly.
Yes.
All right. Our next story comes from Axios by Adam Solander. The DEA, Drug Enforcement Administration, told lawmakers it is now conducting its review of whether to soften federal regulation of marijuana under the Controlled Substance Act. Moving marijuana off the list of Schedule I drugs would mark a significant shift away from federal enforcement of a drug that dozens of states have legalized or decriminalized in recent years, and would clear obstacles for growing cannabis industry, which has struggled to access banking services due to continued federal regulations.
Yes.
Yes. The HHS review sent to the DEA last August recommended that marijuana be reclassified as a Schedule III substance, which have acceptable medical uses and a low to moderate risk for dependence. And that's it for your weed corner. Back to you, Joe.
Is it back to me?
It's back to you, Joe.
Well, Anthony, are you
ready? I think
you
got to play a drum roll or something, Joe.
Are you ready, Anthony?
I'm ready. I'm ready for anything today.
Well, did you know that squeaky floors were the best home security in 17th century Japan?
My goodness.
You'd expect Japanese feudal lords to live in pristine houses with the sturdiest materials, and that is mostly true, save for their squeaky, creaky floors. Nightingale floors were flooring systems that chirped when someone walked on it. They were installed in temples and palaces to alert of intruders. The floors were built in a way that the flooring nails rub against jackets or clamps, causing squeaking noises.
Squeaking noises.
Wow, wasn't that interesting?
That was quite exciting. That was actually quite interesting.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for giving me that.
You're welcome.
That was wonderful.
I do what I can.
You do a wonderful job.
And that was today's fun fact. Just remember, the more you know, and you'll only know by listening to the Joe and Anthony Show.
Yay.
All right, Roger, take it away.
Oh, hi. It's me, Roger. I am an out of whack and yet somehow still a premium all-purpose robot. Wow.
Wow.
This is your National Day moment.
Oh, I think
for
I
today,
fucked him up.
Well, it won't be today, if you're not listening today, and today is January 8th, 2024,
oh, good,
and oh
I did.
Boy, oh boy,
yeah,
it's holy fuck, there's a lot today. Here goes, it's
oh
National Career Coach Day,
oh
National
boy.
Winter Skin Relief Day, National Clean Off Your Desk Day, National English Toffee Day, National Bubble Bath Day, and quote-unquote happy people get excited for, it's National Joy Germ Day. Wow. Let's watch Joe twiddle around a small wheel that somehow causes our Anthony to push a button that poops out all the joy from Joe's butthole as the bigger wheel spins, spins, spins. No, 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 yes, yes, yes. Twiddle away, Joe, and put the button, Anthony.
All right.
I'm twiddling away.
Oh, it's the insurance wheel.
Oh, boy.
It's a new year. We had to be gentle on the policy for the new year. I'm glad those dollar bills went through, though. It's important.
What's this wheel?
Ooh, look at that thing. I like how it does that sometimes, and it moves around. It's like, wow, it does it in such a small space before it even gets ready to spin. It's amazing. Here we go. Yay. Ooh, I like it when it vibrates. It's my favorite. Ah, there we go. Yes. Ooh, and we win. We won. Look at that.
I like winning.
There you go. Oh, don't forget to change, Joe. There you go. There you go. That last nickel. Don't forget it. Okay. We get one spin for 85 cents. It works out pretty actually well. It's quite easy on the budget. So I'm going to see if they can do something about that vibrating part.
Right.
Tonight, our random story comes from USA Today, and Coach Hot Shorts tells us about an explosive situation. A Florida man is seeking $50,000 in damages after he said a toilet at a Dunkin' Donuts location exploded and covered him in debris, feces, and urine.
Ew.
A lawsuit filed in Orange County Wednesday on behalf of Paul alleges he visited a men's room at a Winter Park Dunkin' outside of Orlando on January 6th of 2022. The potty erupted, leaving the plaintiff and the bathroom covered in its contents, according to the lawsuit. After the incident, the plaintiff said that he sought help from the employees, who told him they were aware of the issue as prior incidents have occurred. Paul is seeking $50,000 in damages from HZO Donuts, operating as Dunkin' location, formerly known as Dunkin' Donuts, on account of their alleged negligence, according to the lawsuit filed by the attorney. As a direct result of the defendant's breach and or multiple breaches of its duties and obligations to the plaintiff, who was lawfully on defendant's premises and the throne, plaintiff unwittingly became the victim of an exploding toilet and the aftermath which followed, and sustained damages including injuries and emotional and mental distress. That would be emotionally distressing.
Yeah, I would say so.
That'd be a bit, oh, wow, you were, like, really overmodulated there.
Really?
Yeah, you got, like, really crazy. Anyway, so Dunkin' did not immediately respond to the USA Today's request for comment. And that's all for your random news. Back to you, Betty. Back to you, Betty.
Did you hear that?
No.
Interesting, this button doesn't work anymore.
Uh-oh, the button's not working anymore.
All right, let's get to Betty. Hold on. Betty, where'd you go?
Hi,
there's Betty. Betty. Here.
Hi, Betty.
With all the fun we have around here,
why not
be a part of the show? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. Be sure to check out Headphone Meditations with John Dubose and many other fine shows we carry on Shyamba Radio. Be sure to visit chiampa.org, that's chiampa.org, for our complete broadcast schedule, and much more. And now, for Joe's weather and informative news. Back to you, Joe. Betty out.
Well,
thanks, Betty. And before we get to the news sourced by our very Aaron Chip Skipper, who's actually kind of hanging out in the chat room, I see.
Hanging out in the chat room.
Yeah.
Like the hooker he is.
Yes. It's time for your Shyampa Chicago weather from our very own Chicago's Midway International Airport. Unless you're listening live, it's not overcast at 37 degrees. The dew point is 29 degrees, giving us a wind chill of 29 degrees. The humidity is at 73%. And winds are hollowing out of Joe's butthole from the east at 13 miles to the
from
hour.
From the east!
Yes. Gusting to who knows how much more. And for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, alert. A snow and gusty butthole alert has been issued. Conditions will be a chance of rain and snow before 10 p.m. Then, snow between 10 p.m. and 4 a.m. Then, snow, possibly mixed with rain after 4 a.m.
low around 34. Expect 1 to 3 inches from Joe's butthole. Maybe more in some locations.
Oh my goodness.
And winds could gust out of your ass at 35 miles per hour.
This is like a crazy weather report. Oh my God.
Tuesday.
Maybe I should reconsider my destination here of moving. If your butthole is creating such an environmental havoc in the city, I might need to reconsider things.
Tuesday, alert! We have a continued butthole alert, folks, in effect. Rain and snow becoming all rain afternoon, high near 37. And on Wednesday, sadly, Joe's buttholes continue to blow themselves out.
Oh my God.
Expect windy conditions and mostly cloudy with a high near 34. And that's your Chicago weather forecast. But I gotta say, okay, before we press that flashing any key.
Yeah.
I gotta say, it hasn't been chilly, freezing cold. It hasn't.
No, you guys have had some beautiful weather this past
month. And even now, even with this impending snow and rain, it's still going to be somewhat warm.
Yeah, I mean,
37 degrees.
Although I think towards the end of the week, you guys are going to definitely get like a polar vortex, and it's going to like drop down.
Yeah, it's
the teens for a few days. I remember those days. Those days are always fun when you couldn't feel your feet on the train. Viva Las Vegas.
Oh, you mean like Sunday, a chance of snow, mostly cloudy with a high near 15. I understand.
Yeah, exactly. Those types of days. Those are the days you just stay inside.
Well, let's press that flashing any key. Flashing any key. Now with even more fiber, Anthony.
More fiber.
And now for the news.
Ooh. Well, folks. Oh, no.
What happened?
I don't think that's fast talking. Is it fast talking?
No, this is hyper fun.
Remember, hold on. Okay.
Oh, no, hold on. Hold on. This is our interlude music.
Interlude.
Please wait. This is an intermission.
Oh, my nose is acting up.
Yeah, there you go.
My allergies are going crazy.
Go crazy allergies.
There we go, folks. Well, folks, check your cereal boxes, because you know what? You might just have a special surprise. And this is out of Sugarloaf Township, Pennsylvania, from WEREWYOU.
You might get Joe's Snozzberries.
How did a mysterious note get into a sealed cereal box? That's the question, among others, being asked by a Pennsylvania man. The man who discovered the note contacted the FBI, as well as Nextar's WBREWYOU, to look into the situation. There are a lot of moving parts to the story, but it does appear, based on research thus far, that notes like this are showing up in all types of food products from numerous grocery stores around eastern Pennsylvania and beyond. I opened up the box, I poured it out in my bowl, and out came this paper that was all folded up just like this, said Joe of Sugarloaf Township. Joe said he couldn't believe what he was seeing. I couldn't believe it!
My goodness.
He bought a box of Lucky Charms S'mores cereal at a grocery store and opened it on Monday. Oh, I was devastated. I mean, I didn't even want to eat the cereal. Although, I still have that box here. Perhaps not. I'm not going to eat it. No, maybe I will. I don't know.
We should have a seance in the box.
I don't know what's inside the cereal or if this note is laced with anything. It also appears the note was put in the cereal box at the point of sale, but rather during production. So that's even scarier. But, you know, it just bothers me. And, you know, I just want to not tell you what the note says because, you know, why would I do that? So, yeah, let's move on. Ooh! This orangutan got the Povich treatment, Anthony.
Yes. What happened?
Well, initially unsure of which orangutan was the father of a new baby primate, the Denver Zoo decided to have a little fun with the results and turned to the paternity announcement guru himself, former daytime talk show host Maury Povich, just as he would do on his long-running show.
Wait, I thought he was dead. No. Oh, wait, no, that's Jerry Springer. Never mind. That's Jerry Springer. My mistake. Continue on. Carry on.
Povich pulled the purported DNA results for 4-year-old Siska out of an envelope and declared, "Barani, you are the father."
Wow.
The zoo posted a video on social media this week, which I'm sure blew up their social media. Siska, a female who was born on August 27th, is the first baby for Irenia, a 15-year-old Sumatran orangutan who came to the Denver Zoo from Germany's Dortmund Zoo in 2016. Well, that's a nice story.
That's lovely.
That's a nice, feel-good, that's lovely
that
story.
That made my teeth warm.
Oh, please, folks, don't flush your goldfish down the toilet.
Why not?
It's
I
no
flush
good.
My goldfish down the toilet every year. From actually, I buy one. That's a New Year's Eve tradition for me, is the flushing of the goldfish. Seriously, just flush the goldfish down the toilet. That's a sign of good luck in some culture, I think.
Well, it is no fish tale. Giant goldfish have been appearing in freshwater lakes
Yay!
Around the country. It's a development that has surprised people. Honestly, I was in shock. I almost fell out of my kayak, a Buffalo teacher and avid fisherman told today about the first time he saw a giant goldfish. This guy, who uses the handle Fish Like Mike on social media, says he's caught roughly 10 of the giant fish in Lake Erie. It's just crazy to see something like that. Growing up, you go to the fair and you get a little goldfish in a bag. All of a sudden, you're seeing one 14 to 15 inches long. And you want a pan fry.
Wow.
But anyways.
Whoa, I don't know if I want to pan fry a goldfish. I don't know. Are goldfish good to eat? Do you need to do a Google search on that one? Are goldfish
well,
good
to eat? Well, let's just finish the story.
All right.
It's just crazy to see something like that growing up, you know? It's just not that they're big either. There's also a population explosion that has negative impacts on aquatic ecosystems and native species, according to a November study in the Journal of Great Lakes Research. The goldfish have the potential to move greater distances than we anticipated, which has implications for invasions in new areas. And that is no good.
Maybe we shouldn't have been handing them out at fairs in the first place, then. Why the hell are we selling goldfish if they're an invasive species?
But see, what the story doesn't mention, though, is that people are flushing them down the toilet alive.
But
I get it if they're dead.
But here's the thing. This kind of questions a larger possible problem. Because technically, when you flush that toilet, especially if you're, like, mostly in the Great Lakes region, you should be going to a sewage treatment plant, which means if that damn goldfish survived all that, which is very unlikely, then people are just tossing their shit out into Lake Michigan. Or they're just throwing their goldfish out Lake Michigan.
That would make a lot more sense.
That makes a lot more sense. Because, yeah, I mean, yeah. you're flushing it down the toilet, it's either going into a septic tank, which means it doesn't go very far, or it's going to a sewage treatment plant.
Or they're dumping it in the rivers.
Or they're dumping it in the river. Hopefully they're not dumping it in the river.
Well, that's a wrap.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a wrap, Roger, on Joe's News, sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper.
All right.
And his on-crack news team, led by our wayward accountant, Dick White. Back to you, Anthony.
Oh, who knows what's going on with Dick White anymore? Dick White is kind of all over the place nowadays. Oof.
I know. This whole work from home thing is getting out of hand.
It is with everybody. We need to bring everyone back to the office one of these days. All right. Thanks, Joe. This segment was brought to you by Dollar Miscellaneous, where you can find anything from ale beads to Zeppelins. Your everyday needs are available exclusively at your local Dollar Miscellaneous store, where a dollar won't get you much without another dollar. Call us at 813-327-8566 or send us an email at playus@chiampat.org. Just do it. This week on This Way Out, Australia's first gay and lesbian legally married couples are celebrating their fifth anniversaries in January 2024. Of course, the march down the politically fraught aisle was long and hard. The conservative agenda of Prime Minister John Howard's Liberal Party saw making the civil institution explicitly heterosexual as a priority and passed an amendment to the Marriage Act in 2004. Over the next 13 years, 22 attempts to overturn that law in Parliament failed, while public support for marriage equality grew. Still, the administration of the then Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull opted for a non-compulsory, non-binding mail-in postal vote on the issue. The turning point came in August 2017 when This Way Out Sydney correspondent Barrick McKay picked up the story. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern right after the Joe and Anthony show right here on Shy Amp Radio. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back in about 4 minutes after we bounce some jello off of Joe's titties.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Shy Amp Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Shy Amp Radio.
Lots of people with telephones not made by AT&T are reporting some kind of complaint. When was the last time you had a complaint with an AT&T phone? Get the first-class phones of AT&T. You get what you pay for. AT&T, the right choice.
Baby spare ribs, roast beef, hot links, and more to give. Cube steaks, hot dogs, grilled tips, ooh, pork chops, turkey wings, and chicken wings too. Give me a wave if you like catfish. Jump up if it's your favorite dish. Tommy likes ribs and chicken wings. If you like too, let me hear you scream. Wave for catfish. Scream for ribs. Ooh, and oink.
Here's a cute new magic mushroom. Where's the old one?
This is it.
Smells like new.
This must be the old one.
Smells like new to me.
Airwick Magic Mushroom smells like new day after day for over a month.
It's new, like new, like new.
Magic Mushroom.
Oh, 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 who's that kid with the Oreo cookie licking up the creamy middle like she did when she was little? It's hard to hide the kid inside when you're crunching O-R-E-O.
You are listening to
Shy Amp
Radio.
Dan Moore presents Everyday Facts You Never Knew. Did you know the first city to mint its own gold coins was Florence, Italy in 1252? Did you know that the first aluminum drink can was introduced in 1964? And did you know that the first drug that was sold as a water-soluble tablet was aspirin in 1900? I'm Dan Moore, and those are some more everyday facts you never knew.
Please wait. Please wait. Opening special socket. Please wait. Please wait. Creating memo entry data form. Subject. New dietary restrictions require updated diet. New line. New line. Hashtag hash browns. Yummy. Please wait. Please wait. Oopsie. Hashtag hash browns are no longer available. Damn. Please wait. Please wait. Alert. Alert. New treat available. Hashtag gluten free. Hashtag non-GMO. Hashtag sugar free. Hashtag dairy free. Hashtag imitation soy plastic. Hashtag easy out pellet. Hashtag treat. Now that's the part I like. Easy out pellet. Some of these new dietary foods require obtrusion robot extrusion extension 3.2, which I have not been equipped with. Going forward, all food supplements must come from hashtag treat. Please do not exceed 100 easy out pellets a day, or you will suffer. Hashtag poop de-loop errors. End of memo. Closing special socket. Ba-whoop, ba-weep. My butthole is dangling due to a Roger intrusion error sequence. Basic command line terminated. Ethical chickens. Parvu Valance. I'm an expensive bitch. You better treat me right. Ethical chickpeas. My butthole don't buzz for the sweet.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from NullSoft Shoutcast.
All right, go ahead and cue one of those robotic things.
Okay.
Welcome back. Thank God it's today. Yay. Up next, we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's world-famous, crazy Florida news. But first, go grab your favorite smoking devices, snacks, and beverages, my fellow biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's weather and crazy Florida news. Yes. Take it away, our lovable Anthony.
Thank you, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony.
All right.
You got it, Joe.
Where's my button? There you go, Joe. You got it, Joe. All
you
right.
You got it, Anthony.
Before we continue, it's thanks. You're welcome, Betty. It's time for your Chiampa weather from Tampa Bay. For Tampa Bay, from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently mostly cloudy and 66 degrees. The humidity is currently at 75%. The dew point is sitting right around 58 degrees, and the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, before we get into that, we do have a current weather advisory. We have a current wind advisory, which will last through all of Tuesday, and a coastal flood warning, which will last from Tuesday afternoon through Tuesday night.
Get out your floods.
Get out your floods. Get out your water. Get out your waders. Just get ready for some water if you're up on the coast. All right. Tonight, Monday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 65 degrees. Tuesday, 80% chance of showers, possibly a thunderstorm after 1 in the afternoon. High near 77. Tuesday night, 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 8 in the evening, with a low around 56. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 65. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 50. That's it for your Chiampa weather for Tampa Bay. Now time for some crazy Florida news.
It sure is crazy.
Yeah, I don't know what you're doing when you do that. You get like kind of like funky sounding.
I'm chewing on a cookie.
No, when you're like in the microphone like that, you got like really overmodulated.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
So don't do that. Basically.
Don't get into the microphone that close. Good idea. Keep a consistent distance between you and the microphone at all times.
I feel like I need to be strapped in.
Maybe we might have to do that. It might be easier that way. All right, tonight, our first Florida story comes from Channel 13 News out of Toledo, Ohio, and tells us about Florida man behaving badly. On January 3rd, a detective with the MCSO was contacted by the FBFI requesting help locating a 16-year-old girl that was missing from Ohio. The MCSO says investigators later determined, I'm assuming that's the local Toledo, Ohio County Sheriff's Office.
Yes.
Apparently that Dick White left that part out in editing. MCSO says investigators later determined that the teen's World of Warcraft account had been utilized at a residence at the 2300 block of Southwest Shore Drive in Dunellen, Florida. Officials later learned that the address was of 31-year-old Thomas, and his World of Warcraft account was also being accessed at that location. According to MCSO, law enforcement officers contacted Thomas at his home, who initially denied knowing the teen, but later admitted that he had driven to Ohio to meet her and brought her back to his house. He also told officials he was in a romantic relationship with her and he was going to hide her in his house with plans for her to become his wife. Lovely.
Yeah.
Thomas provided detectives with messages from Discord, an online communications app, that outlined his plans to meet with the teen and engage in sexual activity despite knowing he was committing a crime. Officers arrested Thomas on January 3rd, and he is charged with traveling to meet a minor to engage in sexual activity, interfering with child custody, and sheltering an unmarried minor. He was booked in the Marion County Jail where he... Oh, it must be the Marion County Sheriff's Office. Marion County Jail where he remains without bond. Yes.
Can that mean a minor can be married?
In many states down here, yes. Some states you can get married as young as 14. He was booked in the Marion County Jail where he remains without bond. Officials did not say what part of Ohio the teen was from. Yeah, yeah. 14 is not an unusual age. It doesn't happen often, but it does happen, and it is legal. Our second story of the night comes from Coach Hot Shorts in USA Today and highlights Florida's Sue Happy culture that has exasperated car and home owners insurance. Tonight, we bring you Reese's Gate. Oh, this story is so ridiculous. A Florida woman.
This is stupid.
It is so ridiculous, but it has to get reported because it is so Florida. A Florida woman upset that Reese's holiday-themed chocolates did not feature the same cute design she claims was shown on its packaging is suing the manufacturer, Hershey's, for false advertisement. In a lawsuit filed on December 28th in Florida's Middle District Court, Cynthia Kelly sued Hershey's for $5 million. Alleging that the company misled buyers with false and deceptive advertising on their packaging. This is a class action against Hershey for falsely representing several Hershey's peanut butter products as containing explicitly carved out artistic designs when there were no such carvings in the actual products, according to the lawsuit. According to the suit, Kelly purchased a packet of Reese's Peanut Butter Pumpkins while shopping at an Aldi's in late October because she believed the product contained a cute-looking carving of a pumpkin mouth and eyes as pictured in the product's packaging. However, after purchasing the peanut butter chocolate, she was disappointed that the candy did not feature those details. And that is worth a $5 million lawsuit, ladies and gentlemen. The lawsuit claims that the plaintiff would not... The dude that had shit all over him and Duncan only wanted $50,000. Yeah. That's the dude that should be asking for the $5 million. Yeah. Jesus, not some fucking idiot that, oh, they should have these cute faces on these pumpkins. Oh my God, there's no cute faces. Call Morgan and Morgan. Oh my God, these people are crazy. Anyway, the lawsuit claims that she never would have purchased the Reese's Peanut Butter Pumpkins product if she knew it did not have the detailed carvings of the mouth and eyes as pictured on the product label. Lawsuit mentions several other holiday-themed Reese's products. This woman's got a war on fucking Reese's, including ghosts, bats, footballs, snowmen, and bell-shaped treats. Several photos include the case to depict the difference between the packaging and the actual product. Lawsuit alleged that the packaging wasn't always deceptive and that 2 or 3 years ago, packaging did not have intricate details and matched the product. Hershey's did not respond to USA Today's request for comment. Get ready, America, to pay $75 for your future holiday Hershey candies. Thank you, Florida, and this fucking ridiculous lawsuit. Yeah. So let's move on to something more exciting.
Ooh, sexy.
I don't necessarily know how sexy it is, but it does involve a pink dildo. So that in my book is sexy enough.
Does it have automatic thread?
I don't know. We'll read the story and find out. Our final and sexy Florida, the story of the night, comes from the Messenger News and sheds some light into the excessive amount of little dicky trucks on Florida roads. A 38-year-old Florida man was arrested for battery after attacking his girlfriend with a pink dildo because she called him a limp dick in need of Viagra, according to court reports. According to the reports, 38-year-old Steven and his girlfriend were arguing about their relationship less than 2 hours after ringing in the new year when Steven escalated the fight physically. According to a Pinellas County sheriff. Oh, this was actually in Pinellas County. His girlfriend told him he had a limp dick and needed Viagra, which upset him. And then he allegedly became upset and removed a pink dildo from the bedroom closet and shoved the dildo into the girlfriend's mouth while holding the back of her head. He got kind of kinky with it. Steven then allegedly began to punch the woman in the left eye as she tried to push him off. He later told investigators he could not recall attacking her with the sex toy, but claimed she had punched him in the eye. The two began dating a year and a half and had been dating for a year and a half and shared a house.
Yikes.
Steven was charged with domestic battery and booked into the county jail with a bond set at only $2,500. He has been barred from contacting the woman he allegedly battered with the dildo and is required to wear an alcohol monitoring device if released on bond. He has previously served a 13-year prison sentence for armed robbery, aggravated assault, and felonious possession of firearms, on which has been returned to society as a productive, law-abiding citizen with the support he requires. Oh, wait, he just got a pink dildo. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Well, you can thank the database that you're tuned into, Shyampa Radio. Come join fun. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566. And you too can hang out in the studio with these two lovable idiots, and don't forget me and Roger too. Why don't you be a part of our unique studio experience? You can chat during our live broadcasts. Visit chiampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule. Just scroll down to the chat room, pick a nickname and chat. But now, go grab your bongs and inhale biatches. In just a minute, your two lovable stoners are going to start conversing about this, or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, the lovable Joe and the lovable Anthony.
Wow.
Wow.
Fuck you, Roger.
Okay.
God, those robots are something.
They are. They get a little crazy sometimes.
You got it, Anthony.
Yeah, I know.
You got it, Joe.
30 payments left, right, Betty?
Yeah. So, Anthony, I believe last year's show title was, what was it? Where am I? Navigating a stolen ambulance while clutching onto 10% of your dildo. Oh, okay, so we did sort of have a dildo discussion story, something.
You can always ring in the new year with a pink dildo. The new year with a pink dildo.
That sounds great.
It's kind of catchy, isn't it? We end the year with a dildo. We start the year with a dildo.
Ringing in the new year with a pink dildo. With a pink dildo.
There you go.
I like that. That's great.
I think that works out nicely.
Yeah.
Thank you, Radio for All, for not banning us.
I mean,
you're real troopers.
There's a lot worse.
Oh, there's a lot worse. There's a lot worse.
Yeah, we have seen quite a bit worse.
Oh my goodness, yes.
Okay.
So, you...
Oh, wait.
Oh, you're updating? Okay, you update. And then
yeah,
we will discuss.
Yeah, go ahead, talk.
No, because you were going to talk about something in this segment about your new headphones.
Well, I was, but you also were going to... I think, weren't you going to talk about a little bit more about your pie?
Maybe, I don't know. Oh, no, the last thing was I just... had to do a new sensor. Oh, the thing I did find out, which I sent you, and it's a space, it looks like a creative space located in Chicago.
That.
It's called what, Pump House One or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it has, it's a monthly membership fee, but it has like all this different equipment available. It has wood shops and metal shops and plastic printing shops,
ceramics.
3D and ceramics and electronics. I looked online at the pictures of the electronics labs and it had bins and bins of shit and everything else. And it's like, wow, this is actually kind of neat. So when I land up there, I definitely want to give it a try. I want to give it a, they do the free tour thing. So I want to do it. Maybe we can get together. We'll do a tour together of the place and see what we think of it. And I'm working on these pie projects, and I'll be in a dinky tiny apartment for a little while, and I'd like to have a little workspace. That would be a good workspace.
Yeah.
And to me, it's not necessary, because I could do the workspace on my desk, but it's about connecting with other people in the community that know the shit that I'm working with. So I can be like, hey, I'm having this problem and I can't figure it out. Maybe you can help me figure it out type of situation.
I like where you're going with that.
You know, kind of like a think tank thing, you know? It's like, it's they call it a hacker space, which I guess that is what in a lot of ways it is. But it's a good collaborative space. And again, like you know, I want to do things with the Pi, and I want to make, you know, devices with the Pi for the new house. And it's one of those things where it's like, well, you know, it has all these fabrication things. I can probably actually learn to fabricate enclosures and bezels and shit like that, and boxes and things that I can mount these things to and make them more functional and more universal and stuff like that. So a lot of options exist. And I mean, I think the non-voting membership is like $50 a month or something like that, which isn't too bad.
That's not bad at all.
No, to have use of that much equipment. So, and it's a 24 hours. It's a 24 hour
place.
Do you
have to provide your own supplies in certain aspects?
I don't know. That's, I guess in some ways you probably do. That's
you probably buy them.
Yeah, you probably have to figure it out, you know, from there. You know, they probably explain that all through the tour and everything.
Right.
But yeah, definitely something to check out at some point.
It does look like something fun, and it's just, I would hope I'd have time to be able to participate in those things.
That is true, yes.
So, thank you for that show title, though. That show title is great. And, thanks for sending over that. Maybe we'll put that on a link somewhere. Yeah, show note links. We haven't done a show note link in a long time. Yay! Anyways, folks, I wanted to talk about this Altec Lansing. I picked up some earbuds today from Staples. They were $29.99. I'm like, you know, I'm going to take a chance. But then I remembered Altec Lansing. We used to use those as speakers.
Yeah, they had a pretty big, for a long time, they had a pretty big commercial and high-end consumer market. I don't know if they have as big of one anymore, but they definitely used to.
I mean, I gotta say, you know, it comes in this cute little jewel box. It's a USB-C charge. And I had them on and watched a show for quite a while, and the sound was great. I didn't have a conversation with you, but the next conversation we have, I'll have these.
Okay.
And I would feel more comfortable wearing these on the bus and having a conversation versus, say, the big honking cans. You know, it's a big difference. Yes. You know,
well, I hear the weather radio going off.
Uh-oh.
The weather radio is going off in the background.
Really?
Yeah, it's going off. Because we have a wind advisory and a coastal flood advisory. But we don't.
I mean, is the wind
going to
sweep you away?
No, I don't even think it's going to hit 60 miles an hour. It's going to be nothing. I know for you guys, 60 miles an hour is a lot, but remember, we go through hurricanes at 150 miles an hour. That's when shit gets scary.
Whoa! Could you imagine a 60 miles an hour and snow and that blows?
Oh no, I witnessed it. We've had it before in blizzards before, especially in Northwest Indiana. We've had it.
Yes.
That's more often. Not as much in the city, I think, but I've definitely seen it like out in the rural parts of Indiana off the lakefront where it's gotten really windy and cold with the high blasts of wind. Yeah. Snow goes everywhere. So, yeah.
This
little thing will be fun to check out. And let's see. Wow, we've kind of eaten through a lot of time tonight, which is good. We kind of, everything's been on track this evening.
That's good.
Flowing along and
I've been sniffly and I'm kind of tired, so it's like my energy levels have not been so hot.
No, I get it. I totally get it. And I'm actually surprised. I'm a little kind of bouncy as I am right now.
Yay!
Like we were, the husband and I were watching the Great British Baking Show.
Really?
Actually, I do enjoy watching it. It's quite fun. And
isn't that show controversial?
Why is it controversial?
Because they like appropriate cultural thingies in their shows or something or other.
I don't know. They make the baked goods.
Oh.
That's they just bake. They bake cakes. It's a competition where they bake cakes and biscuits
and cookies.
And they make
don't
make
you get these hungry?
Oh, sometimes, absolutely. That's when I go for the chocolate bar in the refrigerator. But they, but anyway, I was kind of feeling a little wiped out from the day, and I was kind of starting to fall asleep in front of the TV. I'm like, oh boy, this is going to be a struggle for the show tonight. But surprisingly, I got a bit of, I got my second wind. I'll probably crash shortly after we sign off here, but they'll have to drag me down the hallway of the studio.
Yeah, I might just crash. It feels like one of those kinds of nights. Sometimes you just feel it, you know?
Yeah. No, I get you.
You're like, I just feel it. It's like, it's just time to go.
It is. Sometimes it's like, you know what? It's got to be an early day, you know? Yes. I think that was Saturday night. I think Saturday night. Usually on the weekends, I try to keep up for, you know, at least to me, I feel like the weekend night is a waste if I'm not up until at least 11 o'clock. That way I feel like I've squeezed the most out of my weekend day, you know? It's like I'm going to be awake as much of this as I can. And because I'm up at 5. I get up at 5 regardless. Regardless of what I want to, I'm up at 5.
That is early.
That is early. Every fucking day. 5 o'clock. Between 5 and 6, I'm awake. Doesn't matter.
And that's an awake that's okay.
If I try to go back to sleep.
It's a hard start. Yep.
It's like if I lay in bed and I close my eyes, I'll just lie there and toss right side, back, left side, back, right side, back. I'll just go back. I can't fall asleep. And if I do, it's like little, like 5 minute or 10 minute bursts of sleep, but it's nothing. It's useless. It's totally useless because I'm right back up awake. So yeah, at that point, I just get up. I'm like, it's 5. We'll start the coffee, see what the hell's going on. And you know what is going on? The ugly lights. They're turning
on. The ugly lights.
So I'd like to thank you. And there's some go-go dancers outside the studio, too. Now that's interesting. I'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on a recast later on, or just supporting us in your own little special snowflake way.
Are any of them named Rogelio?
Rogelio. Two of them looked at me, so maybe. I'm waving money in my hand, too, so that kind of gets their attention regardless. They are go-go dancers.
Ooh. Anyway, we're sure glad you could join us for the Joe and Anthony show, or
that's
whenever
we
you
are.
Listen.
You can make your commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour hosted by Betty starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern and Traffic with Topper starting at 3:30 p.m. Eastern every weekday. Also, be sure to catch Headphone Meditations on Saturday nights. John DeBose is not doing live, but we are doing a bunch of different episodes that we're putting up every Saturday until he comes back. Classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays. Radio Free Labor at noon on the weekend. And hot dance mixes from 2 to 6 on Sunday Tea Dance.
You know.
No, I don't know. What do I know?
You know?
I don't know anything.
Since you're already tuned in, Anthony, why not just keep yourself perpetually embellished in Shyampa Radio's Technique audio programming with extra added perpetual procedures? How do you do this, you ask? Well, it's easy. Just keep any one of your devices tuned into Shyampa Radio. That's right. Maybe you have that under the stove or over the stove radio or podcast or over the stove podcast player or over the stove web browser.
Ooh, I like those. The over the stove web browser.
You know, and you can just keep it perpetually tuned to Shyampa Radio. Or maybe you just have a speaker that's attached to the over the stove whateverness. Anyways, whatever it is. Yeah, whatever it is.
Whatever.
Wherever you are, whatever the situation may be.
However you're listening to us.
Just point your favorite browser to chiampa.org.
Be it a pink, vibrating, Bluetooth speaker dildo with extra thrust. Joe's super special Palmer office chair with extra flushing action.
Ooh, I want one.
Wrong button. That's the leaf blower. There we go.
Wow.
I wasn't looking close enough at the pictograms. Either way, that's what we have.
That's funny.
Absolutely. And there go the go-go dancers. And they're off.
Uh-oh. Bye. Yeah, I know, right? Come back.
No, they'll be back. They just went out to go dance at the Chinese restaurant to get a free meal. They're a little hungry. They're a little hungry. They need to eat a cheeseburger or something. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. Check out our blog at Cheyampa.org if you're interested in recasting this show for some strange reason. Please contact us at playus@Cheyampa.org. And remember, folks, don't forget to sue someone when your pink dildo gets lodged up your World of Warcraft. Have a good night, good week, and stay tuned for This Way Out with a D for Dandy.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an E.
And remember, have a cheeseburger at your nearest Chinese restaurant.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Cheyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Cheyampa Radio.